Simon Kufchav Ches, Sivchav Zion. Koyin Eno Rishoy Lahoysif Midaitoi. He can't add on. Yosef Ashlisha Psukim Shabrichas Kanim. He can't add more. Vim Hoysif, Overal Baltoysif. A Koyin who adds more is over the Isidoraisa of Baltoysif. Zix Zot Mishabur Sivchav Kuf Dalad. Koyin Eno. Lashon HaGemara, Shlo Yomer, Hoyle Benos Natar Rishos Lavorech. So Isa Brocha Akas Mishali. The Torah gave permission to give a brocha. I'll add my own. Togan Hashem Lekei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elat Pamim. So you can't do that. Shnat Tamal Yomer Lo Sosifu. You can't add on to the mitzvahs. Umasik Shem HaGemara, Tefillah Karsim Kol Berchu Yisol B'gam Ken Ober Balav. The Vera applies as well. When all of the brachas have, it's not putting it, it's part of the brachas, and you finish all the brachas, and it's not continuation automatically. Now, the Kolshkin, he sees Bebem Sabrachas. If he's stuck it in the middle, it's clearly he's adding it as an addition, and that's problematic. If he's doing it after it's all finished, that's also Baltoisiv. If he does it later on, not in conjunction with the Birchus Kahanim, could be that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. The Mor actually says that then it's only over if his intent is to add. Udavka v'lohoise posuk acher is osur. The isur is adding other psukim. I will learn Birchus Kahanim come upon him. Enem mishum baltoisiv, but to say the same Birchus Kahanim multiple times is not baltoisiv. Doing the mitzvah twice is not baltoisiv. So therefore, if the kohen duchens in two different places, that's not a problem. That's actually what the Mora says, this rule in conjunction to that issue, is he allowed to duchen twice in different places? I'm sorry, nothing more. The toisiv says that. Vim hoisiv. He's over baltoisiv. V'hu adin im gara mei brachas over mishum baltikra. A person would, the kohen would only say two of the three brachas, and that's it. He stops. He's done. He'd be over this baltikra. He's diminishing the mitzvah by doing less than what the Torah commands to do. Okay.
So the low sosifa was only at that time when he's sending these three brachas.
So the Mor says like that. The Mor says the tosifu, if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. If a person does it at the same time as the mitzvah, he's over automatically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's done not at the same time as the mitzvah,
yeah, after one has shaliyah, you know,
right, or something like that.
He gives something like this.
So then, if he has kavana to be mitzvah, uh-huh. To say new special brocha, that would be a problem. If he has no kavana, it's not. Mm-hmm. Okay, chaf ches. Kohen shenasa kapo v'achakach holok lebeis haknesses acher. Karen didn't see his kapayim and then went to another shul. Motasibir shul higiyu the birchus kahana and came across in that shul, a shul which needs duchening, or even the truth is even they don't need the other kahanim besides. Mm-hmm. So Yochu lisa's kapo pamacheres. He committed us a kapayim a second time. Kuf vav, Mr. Bura. Yochu lisa's kapo kinesku liel. So the Gemara says that he can do it again. The Tosis explains is because doing the same mitzvah twice is not called baltoisiv. He's not mechuyev to duchen a second time. His chiyev is to respond once, and he's already done that. He's not mechuyev to duchen a second time.
And if he's asked to, it's not like he hadn't done it?
No, he's not mechuyev. I mean, there's a chesed issue maybe, but there's not.
Duchen
is not mechuyev.
No, but John, we say here that if somebody tells the kohen he should go to duchen, then he has to go to duchen.
Right, but that's all talking about he hasn't duchen.
Right.
He hasn't done it yet for the day, right? Now, for mokum, around the mishavus of cotton yiralev, talvagav dena mechuyev lisa kapov become a pamim b'yemechud. He's not mechuyev to do it multiple times. Kumokum kopam shenoy se kapov. But he does make the bracha. The bracha, even the chera. How do you understand this nusach of doing that? Because it's not it's the same day which we have. The women make a bracha, even though they're not mechuyev. So even the chera is not mechuyev at this point in time. According to Ashkenazim, he can make a bracha. So there's actually a machlokes in Tosfos. Whether women can make a bracha on mitzvahs say that they do. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that women cannot, and the Ramah paskens that they could. So therefore, the same thing would be true over here. According to the Shulchan Aruch, they should not be making a bracha each time that they do it. They already want to not mechuyev anymore, they're not mechuyev anymore.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, like women doing mitzvahs.
Right. Okay. The Kohen is already he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Imein Shem Kohen Achim B'Vesek Nesse. So there's no other Kohen in Shul. Tzorach L'Hapsik will Alas Aduchim K'teshel L'Tisbat L'Nesis Kapayim. So he will interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei and go up for Nesis Kapayim.
Good evening, Dr. Kauper.
Now, the Sharatzin, this is this halacha that he interrupts. It's all talking about a case where he feels confident he'll be able to go back to his tefillah properly, which again, nowadays, that would play out, because we have a sitter, we assume that that's what he is. but if they told him before Ritzei to be go up, he's mechuyev to go up, even if he's not muftach. Okay. Now, once he did that, what does he do? So he comes back from the duchen.
Not move tachwa.
To be able to continue properly.
To be able to continue.
So he says. No, we're talking about the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they don't even know the Kohen.
Silent Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah. So then after you finish. After he finishes duchening, so what is, he has to finish his davening. So where does he finish davening? So Mishabur says he leaves the duchen and goes back to his seat and continues his Shemoneh Esrei from there. We don't say that. I think we have this idea in multiple cases where there are scenarios where we allow the person to walk. Right. So where does he finish? You know, if he's got confused, he's allowed to walk to find where a sitter is, open the sitter, and so does he go back to his seat or does he stay there? Or if he saw a sefer which fell, he's allowed to interrupt. He's allowed to walk to where the item is and retrieve and take the sefer off the floor. Does he go back to his seat or not? So the halacha is he goes back to his seat because. That is the mock in which he was kafeir for the tefillah that she's supposed to finish it. Okay. Mimieshon kain acher, but if he's a milshon esrei and there's another kain besides him, ain't a person mitvila so. He does not interrupt the shemoneh esrei. Im loy shomer loy alei leduchen, I taught you that if they told him personally, as opposed to the shechter b'sein kahanim. But they told him personally he should go up or wash his hands, which means going up. Once he was commanded personally, he has to go up. Okay? And again, this is even the case where he doesn't feel confident that he'll be able to return afterwards back to his Shemoneh Esrei and say it properly. But still, once he gets to see with the Raisa of going up, he's going to go up. Okay? And this is going to now have the lach that you have to yerker ragla by ritzei. A person has to move forward towards the lach by ritzei. That apply to him as well. And if shulalas, he doesn't go up in this situation. Okay, magen avram. So this is the plaque of the magen avram. Then he interrupts the Shemoneh Esrei. So El Yerabba says, even if they told him personally, Alei, which means he has a mitzvah deraisa, how do you massive tefillah? Avagav the tefillah drabanan. Even though we should argue the tefillah drabanan, and the Nesias Kapayim is the raisa, and the raisa will override the drabanan. Kamalgam efshad amir chachamim divrei. Mefilum amakam asay. We found the chachamim do have a power to maintain their halacha, even in the face of doing an asay that they were not allowed to do the asay, because chachamim said you can't interrupt Shmoneh Esrei. You can't interrupt Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. That he was holding a different bracha other than the bracha where of Sim Shalom, right after the Chana Lahudus. If it's anywhere else, he designed to interrupt. Unless he personally is holding a Shemoneh Esrei, right by a Tov Shem called the Chana Lahudus. So then the Yavitz holds that he would go up to the Tuchel. This is part of the topic of the Tefillah. Right, the part of the topic of the Tefillah. If you make a Shemashar b'sech Tefillah, she yos lo yisum malkum b'shabim mashatz. Now, if that's true, that we're talking about according to the Yavitz, you have a very specific window which allows him to go up. So now he has to work a ragel bar say. So he's going to have to make a calculation when he's at say that he believes he will be holding in the same place of duchening as the chazan, when the chazan will get to there. So if he's mashayer b'sechat tefillah, if he estimates, projecting into the future that he will get to duchening with the shots, then tzarech lakar raglov. Then he has to move forward slightly. Then the Yavitz adds, but if he's not moved, he doesn't feel confident that this is going to allow him to reach. Even he agrees that he doesn't go up. Okay. Fine. Tess. Even though he has not davened before yet, so he knows to kapayim now and daven later on. Mr. Baruch, Kuf Zion, there's a kappa, Vimresh, Kashiel, the Dukhah. So there's going to be a conflict between by the time he finishes duchening, he's going to lose man tefillah. So yeah, the answer is leave the shul and he's not mechuyev in duchening. He'll daven. Avi mamar loy kader mitzei alei tzorach la'alus. If they told the kohen in that situation, even though he's going to learn zman tefillah, but they already told him alei, so now he has a direct command. He's mechuyev to go up. So then, dim lo yalo, everybody say the raisa, v'dochi tefillah d'rabanan. So the choosing the daven, the tefillah d'rabanan, doesn't make sense. When you have right now, he has a chiva, say the raisa, of duchening. Vim lo yikara kriyashma, let's say the conflict is kriyashma. And v'roya shekashiyalo d'duchen, yabrizman kriyashma. So either if he duchens, he'll lose his man kriyashma. If he says kriyashma, he'll lose duchening. So what does he do? Yelech gam kein the chazav esin nesses again. So the answer is to step out. Once he steps out, he's not mechuyev in duchening, and then v'yikar kriyishma. Okay. V'im amr loy kader mitzay alei. Now what about? But that's all talking about they haven't told him personally alei. So then, at this point in time, he's not mechuyev to raisa yet because they haven't told him he has to go up. We're going to say that by Kahanim, we'll be outside of the room at that point in time. But if he didn't step out yet, and somebody said, you know, you got to go up to the Duchen. Shkayach. Now what does he do? He has a mitzvah to rise to go up to the Duchen. He has a mitzvah to rise to say Shema. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is Zikr Posegrishna V'yala V'yisakapu. Where everyone says that we had a discussion before exactly how much is the Raisa. At least, according to some opinions, the rice is the first pasuk is the rice after it's on the bottom. Scarcity is Mitzrayim. It's the Raisa, but it's not really time bound right now. There is a Din Rabbanim, the Prima Gadim says that the Chazar Masakin, that when you say Kriyashma, before Zman Kriyashma, you Makrib to say Parshas Sitzah is also before Zman Kriyashma. Because they were Masakin to say it together, Masakin, you have to do it. That's the Rabbanim. So for the Rabbanim, for sure the Duchadim would override. But what about how much is the rice? So we have one shot, the rice is the first pasuk. One says the rice is the whole first parasha. So according to them, right, saying the first pasuk will not be sufficient. Okay. But the Mishnah Berurah here is being sermich on that at least that's valid, the first pasuk is the rice, so that for sure you should do before you do it. Okay. And now, from the Sif Lamed and onwards, for Christ, towards the end of the next, keeps going towards almost the end of the Siman. Which Kohanim are relieved from the Mitzvah Duchening for various different reasons? So that's a whole new topic. Okay, Lamed. Mishieshloi. Mum b'fanav b'yadav. A person has a mum, which is going to therefore, whether it's derech eretz or not derech eretz, it's rude or not rude. The fact is that people stare at things that they see, which are unusual. So because he has a mum, and it's either his hands or his face, the nature of what's going to happen is that people are going to be staring at his hands or his face. So. Therefore, the loch is going to be that we do not tell him. We tell him he should not duchen. So even though he writes he should duchen, but since he's going to cause a distraction, people will not be focusing on the bracha; they'll be focusing on looking at him because he looks strange to them. So therefore, the loch is that he doesn't duchen. So what are some examples? Kegoyin sheim boihaknius. Okay, so boihaknius means that they have boak on them. Boak means they have white patches. So that applies whether it's on the face or whether it's on the hands. Oyakumus, oyakushus. So what are these? Bahakis pirish min nega lovin. It's a white spot. Rashi pirish lintelish balaz. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Akumus is kfufos, that they're bent over. Akushus is the start of the bent to the side. Ran pirish. Kumash says that the hand is bent backwards. He's not able to hold his fingers separate. So he says, "I's kapov." So the halacha is that these situations, the kohen will not do his kapayim. The chazal are going to relieve him from his mitzvah. Okay. Who then? If they go up barefooted, so if there's a mum on his foot, people are going to be staring at his foot. And again, they're being distracted. So you see, the point over here is not, again, the shechina issue, because you don't have a shechina being shown on the Yadayim. Nowadays, the problem is that it's distracted. It's distracting. And therefore, and since there's a halacha, when you get the bracha, a person's supposed to focus on the Kabbalah, Chazal said that they shouldn't. We shouldn't be putting up people there which are distracting.
Even though it's going to be covered?
No, I think in the case it's not covered.
No.
So we're talking about it's not covered. Okay. That's the next sif. It says a case where the minig is to cover, then that's not a problem. Tomorrow we're here, it's not covered. They go up without socks. So he has a mum on his foot. It's gonna be a problem. He's dribbling on from saliva onto his beard. He has a constant flow of tears. So these again, people find that different, and they stare at it, and it's distracting. A person is blind in one eye. Lo yisus kapu. Then if you dosh beer, the whole reason why the problem is because people are going to stare at him, and if be distracted. The fellow lives there. Everybody's seen him. They've seen him multiple times. Everybody knows him. Everybody talks to him. They deal with him. It's totally normal. Right? They have no such issue. So then, Dino Shamer Gilimboy, Makir Makal Sheyesh Boyasimum. People are familiar with him. People know that he has this mum. So Yisakab Afilu Husuma Bishteyanov. So even if he's a Suma Bishteyanov, he can be Noisakapayim because people are used to it already and therefore that's not going to be distracted. What's called Dosh B'Iroi? He's been there for 30 days. That's what I'm at this place where he lives. He goes to a different city, but he's not planning to stay there. He's planning to leave. But he was there for 30 days. Even if he doesn't come to live there, he's just coming to spend a period of time over there. It could be 6 months, whatever it is. He's not making permanent residence there. But people now, because he is planning to stay there for 30 days, that's enough to say people are familiar with him and they're not going to stay. Okay. Mr. Bura Sifat Makuf Ches Shem Bahakniyos Koi Gam Aponov. So Bahakniyos can be relevant to the hands, can also be relevant to the face if he has his white patches on his face. Person is speckled with white small white dots. Person who has freckles. Shakurin Zumer Sprinkling, people in the summer develop freckles. Im Shkeach Shom, if this is common in that town, he says, everybody gets it. You know, the Roy doesn't get it, but it's every summer, you know. Some people develop freckles, or some people have freckles the whole year, you know. That's like Dosh B'Iroi. Okay, Kuftas, boy. Shudavra Hamasmiya. So they're going to be staring at him. Or his hands or his face, because it's something which raises wonder, arouses wonder in people. And therefore they're going to be distracted. So again, the issue wasn't, people said the issue because they can stare at the kind of hands and there's Kedusha, you know, that's not the issue. The issue is, again, this distraction issue. But the Shukaim, it's talking about, it's like socks. If they're going up without socks, so their feet are visible. Because the reason why we have a problem over here is there's no halacha of mum over here, aleph. So what, and there's no halacha of kedusha. That's not the problem. It's not the problem. The problem is people are distracted. People will look at him. Therefore, in case of Dosh, the people won't look. Dosh, it's no, Dosh is threshing. It means you've stomped at it. Stomping. Right? So Dosh means he's people. That this is people have been walking around with this. They're used to it already. Isa b'shas to poicheach lo yisus kapov the gnayer letzibur. A person who's a poicheach doesn't lose his kapayim because it's gnayer letzibur. How do you define poicheach? Merely abasim gimel sefir aleph, simi gimel ayin shom. So he says, we'll look back before what that means. So it's talking about that the person's shoulders are visible. Kasa Prim Chodesh, Tachalim Ayim, Lo Yisiz Kapov. Chomakam Niri, the Torah, Shietze Kodim would say. Prim Chodesh says that a person who has a real machla of illness of Chalim Ayim, because we're concerned the person will not maintain himself with the proper decorum, the cover of the bracha. So therefore, he shouldn't be nisuk kapayim. And the answer for that is really, a person should step out beforehand, not to get involved in a shaila. Okay, a halach bakrai. Even though he only went for temporary visits, the regili anchi in shilisa uliten imoy v'amargolam b'mumoy. So if the holidays of dosh be'iroi, so we could argue mistakenly that since if a person comes to settle, people get to know a person's only there and planning to leave soon. Sort of like he ends up being more isolated. So the dosh be'iroi doesn't make sense. Say no, that's not true. If he came just to be a Malamed, V'kimen al-Kaponim bo nishakei Hashem is his man regilin nisa v'li tenim v'yidu v'kirugu v'mum v'shashem. The Maisi is there for a while, people will interact with him and get used to him.